Come to me, all who are labored and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. My burden, take my yoke upon yourself, and my burden is light, he says. You know, too often we in our time, in our world, we have lots of burdens, don't we? How many of you have a lot of free time? Who's got free time? You got free time? Because why? How come you have so much free time? You're retired 30 years and you don't work. And but your retirement hasn't filled up with lots of other activities?
Oh, yeah, we traveled a lot before then.
Yeah, travel. He's playing golf. You're doing lots of other things. All of us are busy, right? All of us have these things that we do and we are active in, and they become burdens to us sometimes because sometimes we get overfilled with the things that we have. Bruce, you don't have anything. If you do, on your time free. You're retired, right?
Yes.
And you do Rotary, and you do
Chamber
and
Economic Development
and Church and
Board of Directors of a company
and the Oregon Restoration Fund. And,
right.
And so you don't have anything to do. How about the rest of you? Gino, you're... Well, what are you doing these days, bud?
Help teach.
You help teach, and you come here, and you do all kind of other stuff. And help out other people on the side, I know, and has helped out in yards and working with people and all that other stuff. Laura, are you busy?
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit? What do you do?
Working with kids. Kids.
You work with kids, and you do... Keeping your son in line, trying to keep your husband on the straight and narrow.
Yeah.
That's a big job, right?
Yeah.
I know. That's a big one for me, too. So, yes. We're all busy. We have all these things we have to do. And sometimes the things become a burden to us because we have this mindset sometimes that we got to do it all, right? Sometimes our mindset is that if we don't do it, it won't get done, correct? And nobody can do it like I can do it, right? Nobody can run a service like Pastor Becky, right? Or wrong, right? Nobody can do these things. And so we sometimes get caught up in all the things that are doing, and what should be exciting and fun for us becomes burdens. And then we start carrying those burdens. And in some sense, we start getting angry that we now have these burdens to carry. I don't want to come up to the church. It's 9 o'clock in the morning. I volunteered to be the reader for the church, but I didn't volunteer for this 9 a.m. stuff.
I'm here.
Right? Oh my God, I volunteered to run the projector, but I didn't know it was going to be every week, right? I'm singing in the praise band. And after a while, we start getting what? Tired. And when we get tired, we get angry. And when we get angry, all that stuff rolled in together is called what?
Burning.
Burden and burnout. You know, that's some of the things that we do that are burdens. Sometimes we have burdens that we carry and have carried for years that are inner burdens. Do you know what I'm saying? Inner burdens? They're those things that bind us, that weigh heavy on our heart, that sometimes, for some of us, make it real hard to get out of bed in the morning. And I'm not talking about physical burdens. There are some physical burdens that we must carry. All of us must carry our physical burdens. But sometimes there are spiritual burdens that we carry that just drag us down. They feel like heavy weights upon us, don't they? Hmm. sometimes those burdens that we have and the things that we carry in our hearts and also the things that we do because we get so involved with everything ends up pulling us away from our relationship with God. Sometimes those things begin to cause us separation from God. I'm not going to go to church because if I go to church, he's going to ask me to do one more thing. Right? I'm always at church and my husband's at home and he's not happy with me. Not mentioning any names. All these things start putting burdens on us and they become heavy. And you know what? They get heavier and heavier and heavier, don't they?
They can.
And we can stand forever holding them ourselves, can't we? What do you think this pumpkin's all about up here? It's about the great pumpkin coming. Thank you, Charlie Brown. It is about the burdens. Now, we can stand and hold the burden all the time, but that's not what Christ wants us to do. I purposely gave the pumpkin to Lola to start. Why do you think I gave it to Lola to start?
Weakest one.
Huh?
I was weak.
She was weak? She wouldn't be able to hold it that long, right? And when Lola Hell stood here holding the pumpkin, she was told when I gave her the pumpkin, you must stand there and hold that pumpkin however long it takes until someone comes and takes it from you. And you could not ask anybody to do it. And then Bruce came forward. And she whispered in his ear something like this. You got to hold this now until somebody takes it.
Right?
Right? Yep. And then Bruce has got the pumpkin, and he's trying to figure out, what the heck am I going to do? I got the scripture reading to do. So Jack comes down and takes the pumpkin and holds it until his brother came and picked up the pumpkin from him. My question is why haven't you all got up and taken the pumpkin? You're busy. You didn't want to upset my props. It is a surprise, right? I mean, last week I came in dressed like a leper. This week it's a pumpkin. You know, you never know what's going to happen next week. But we all carry heavy burdens. Now, here's the thing. Jesus tells us that we can give him our burdens and take up a lighter burden, his burden, when we start focusing in on what he wants us to do. With our spiritual burdens, they're the ones that tie you down spiritually and keep you from walking in a relationship with Christ. Because you can't, I know Alan is young and he's healthy and all this stuff, but how far do you think he could walk carrying this pumpkin? And how far do you think he could go if he didn't have to carry the pumpkin? That's what spiritual burdens do. They tie us down. See, they're leaving. Oh, no, you're going to come up? Cool. And you'll help. And look. They're going to share the burden. I think you got it. Because now it's a whole lot easier to carry it, isn't it? Do you remember a year ago, almost to this very weekend, a year ago, this crazy woman walked in the back of that door dragging a huge cross. And when I dragged it in, I can't even remember who steadied it now. Was it? No, I don't remember. Anyway, we all found out something that day, didn't we? What did we find out? What do you remember from that sermon?
We all carried it out.
How?
With one finger.
With one finger. We found out that is if we work together as a family of Christ, we could do a whole lot by doing just a little in promoting Christ in the world. Well, now the next step is, as a family of God, we are called to help each other carry the burdens that are in our lives. The things that weigh us down. We do that by sharing those burdens. We do that by having an understanding that if it's weighing that heavily in my heart, in my life, then it's keeping me from a closer walk with God. And by sharing it with God or with others, I can walk closer with God. We can do it, and sometimes we need to pick up the burden for somebody else. Now, we can't carry everybody else's burden, or we become Jesus, what do they call him? I don't know. It's a person who carries, it's a psychosis. Where's our psychologist? Do we have a psychologist? When you get this Jesus complex that you can carry the burdens of the world, you cannot. Huh? Huh? It's even heavy like this, isn't it? Especially when I come and do this. Which means somebody ought to be help picking it up. When we carry the burdens together, we carry the yoke of Christ. When we share each other's burdens, we become more Christ-like in our actions. Remember what he says? Love one another as I have loved you. That as I have loved you is the key, because it is taking the witness of Christ and putting it into action. We should not carry the burdens. If you are active in many things, if you think by carrying everything and doing it all yourself, you're helping, you're not. Sorry. It's selfish. It's selfish. There are others who need to share, who will find grace by sharing and carrying the burden. Let that happen. If you have a burden that's in your heart, share it. And maybe the burden changes. You see, I didn't plan this, but I'm going to tell you about something here. We have a baby, right? Riley. In some people's lives, guess what? She'd have been considered a burden. But because this family cares for each other, the burden has become a joy. Do you see what God can do? I'm not sure who's heavier, Riley or the pumpkin. come to me all who are labored and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my burden on yourself. It says take. It doesn't say I'm going to lay it. It says take it on myself. It's light and will free you and give you joy. Don't carry the burden alone. He wants it. Give it to him and find peace. And all the people of God said, amen. Amen. I'm going to take the burden from you. Lord, we lay our burdens down today. Thank you. Amen.